It's 6:30 at Geekdom, and many of the rising stars in the tech world are still working past the end of the traditional workday. Some are tapping on laptops, writing their blog entries, or maybe checking Facebook or Reddit. And they're playing ping pong. It's one-way app and software designers relax, an opportunity to talk to each other on a less formal basis and maybe come up with some genius ideas. Hackers, inventors, designers all spend long hours in front of a computer screen. But last Monday, many of the Geekdom crowd put down their devices and attended Mitch Altman's seminar to learn more about how to help their colleagues or get help for themselves. Altman has found what he believes is a high rate of depression among his colleagues in the high-tech world.
After a friend of mine committed suicide about, the end of 2011, I wrote a very personal public blog post, and I was overwhelmed with comments of people talking about either their depression, their attempts at suicide, or friends of theirs or family members. And I realized that this is a big problem in our community that needs to be addressed. We need to be able to talk about these kind of things openly.
A software developer Skyped into the meetup from Indiana. He was joined by psychiatrists who came in person, along with Jeremy Zucker, founder and CTO of Par Level Systems.
You know, I would say probably in the last couple of years, people have started talking about it.
Dr. Jody Arnold, a psychiatrist with the UT Health Science Center, says while techies often feel more socially isolated than their contemporaries outside the industry, she says the theory that depression is a bigger problem among geeks has not been sufficiently studied.
I would assume that, of course, the social isolation, but I've never seen a study that looked at do people who are consider themselves geeks or, you know, computer interested, if they're more depressed than others. Social isolation absolutely is associated with depression.
But Altman, who has taken his geeks and depression meetups all over the world, believes there are other factors besides isolation that cause geeks to have mental health issues.
Certainly for people my age, I'm 57, growing up being geeky was kind of dangerous. Bullies picked on geeks much more than many other groups. There's self-esteem issues around that, and that's one of the things that can lead to some serious depression. It did for me.
Cynthia Phelps, founder of Inner Ally, has created apps that individuals can use for depression.
Sit down and take a moment.
Relaxation really techniques for anxiety, and another to increase levels of self-compassion.
Every day your app would go ding and it would say, hey, check in with us. And you actually go in and check in and kind of rate your level of anxiety and depression, how well you're doing on your productivity and your creativity and your interpersonal relationships.
Phelps says the apps have been well received. She's working with the Veterans Administration to get meditation apps into the hands of service members returning from the war with PTSD. Back at Geekdom, hackers talk about ending the stigma of depression. Altman continues to take the message of ending the stigma of depression to other hackers around the country and around the world. He says communities like Geekdom provide support in all kinds of ways, and it can be a support community for mental health as well. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.